up and down. Well, alhamdulillah. Today, well, alhamdulillah, I want to remind you. And I was asked earlier today by some journalists, how do you feel as a community when you see what's going on around the world? I told them, well, alhamdulillah, if you look around the world now, you will find, well, alhamdulillah, 1.5 billion Muslims who are all saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa lahul mulk, wa lahul hamd, wa yihyi humid, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. There's nothing like Allah. Allah is amazing. And we are the followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm going to tell you right now, our greatest blessing for all of us, alhamdulillah, we heard, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, we said that we believe in Allah. And we followed it, alhamdulillah, with the obedience to Allah when Allah said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting is ordered for you. I grew up a Christian. But by the way, I love my family. But I can tell you, they wish they had Ramadan because they see the power that comes when people practice now what the prophets practiced before. When they see that people are giving zakat now like they gave it 14 centuries ago. When they see people reading the book of Allah like they read it in the language that it came in 14 centuries ago, we're doing it now. That, alhamdulillah, that means that for us, alhamdulillah, our future is a blessed future. How do I know? Because I see it now. Right now is the only time that you have. You don't have yesterday. If you didn't fast yesterday, yesterday is gone. If you didn't pray yesterday, yesterday is over. If you didn't give your zakat before this salat, you missed it. What is critical in the life of a believer is what you are doing right now. And right now, today, alhamdulillah, I don't care what country in the world you go to, you will find Muslims gathering, praising Allah, having successfully spent the month of Ramadan in prayer and fasting and the spending in the night, standing, worshiping Allah, reciting the Quran, recommitting ourselves, not yesterday. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Quran stopped coming, some say it was a few days, some mufassirin, they say maybe 40 days. And then Allah revealed through the agency of Jibreel, وَدُهَا وَلَيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَاءَ قَرَبُكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلِلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Your future is better than your past. Don't let shaitan fool you. By the way, everybody have their own personal, private, VIP shaitan. All months, shaitan has been quiet. Now that Ramadan is over, he gonna come to you.
Osama. Now that Ramadan is over, you know, we can go back to doing what we used to do, you know.
Yeah, that's what he's gonna tell you. You say, well, no, you don't understand. وَلِلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْعُولَى. That was my past. In Ramadan, I trained myself. I used to lie. Now in Ramadan, I say, you know what? If I'm gonna fast in Ramadan, I can't lie. Oh yeah, I used to cheat a little bit. But in Ramadan, I said, no, I'm going to train myself.
No more cheating. I'm not talking about you. Yeah, you know you used to neglect your family sometimes, but in Ramadan, you try to be a better father, a better mother, a better child. Tell Shaitan, that was in the past. Now I'm better, and guess what? Allah forgave me. I made tawbah in Ramadan. I stood in the night, I asked Allah, Allah forgive me. Ya Allah, guide me. I ask Allah to fix all of my problems in Ramadan. So that when I leave the month of Ramadan, I leave clean. I leave clean. Allah forgave me. One man, he said, Imam, well, how does that work? You know, I talked to a lot of media. Chinese media is here today. I said, it's like this. If you can imagine, when you're trying to train a boxer, what they do is they'll put weights on his wrists and they'll put weights on his ankle. They might even put some weights on his waist. And then he goes and he's jogging and he's punching, but he's weighed down by the weights. We have been weighed down in the month of Ramadan, restraining, holding ourselves back. We feel tired. But now that Ramadan is over, you can tell Shaitan. Now that I took the weights off my hands and I took the weights off my feet, I can be like Muhammad Ali. I can fly like a butterfly and I'll sting you like a bee. I'm light because Allah has forgiven me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah forgives sins from one salah to the next salah. From one Jummah to the next Jummah, Allah forgives sin. And from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan. And from the beginning until Hajj. Walhamdulillah, Allah's promise is true. And so, alhamdulillah, you have been making salah after salah, Jummah after Jummah in Ramadan. And now you have completed the month. Walhamdulillah, you are free. Tell Shaitan, well, in akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula, my future wasn't just talking to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was talking, Allah was talking to all of us. We're free. Because our deen is based on now. May Allah continue us, alhamdulillah, in our worship now, in our prayer now, in our fasting now. Alhamdulillah. That Allah would judge these times among our best. That Allah would forgive us in this life and grant us the reward of His Jannah ma'abrar. Aqulu qawli hadha astaghfiru li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasuli kareem. Alhamdulillah thumma wa alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasuli Kareem. SubhanAllah, you know, wallahi, you have no idea how wonderful you look. How wonderful you look. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked his companions, if you bathe in a river five times a day, not like the river we have. See, back then they had clean river. Brother Hassan, they had clean rivers back then, not like polluted like now. That, alhamdulillah, if you bathe in a river five times a day, how much dirt can you get on you? They said, Ya Rasulullah, no significant amount. He said, Salat is like that. You're clean. And then Ramadan is like that, you're clean. But guess what? Now that you're clean, Allah wants something more from you. Many of you, I know you have a wife. You heard what I said? A wife. You have a wife. And your wife, sometimes she wants to know whether you love her or not. So she says, yeah, Habibi, do you love me? You say, yes, alhamdulillah, I love you. She says, no, Habibi, do you really love me? You say, yeah,
The husband, he goes to the wife, he says, Habibti, do you love me?
She said, yes, I love you. She said, no. I want to know, do you really, really love me? She said, yeah.
Your children come to you and they said, Baba, do you love me?
Say, yes, I love you. You're my children. I love you.
They said, no, Baba, do you really, 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 really love me?
You start saying, you know what? They want something. And they don't want something yesterday. They want to know, what are you going to do for me now? Allah judges us based on our now. Alhamdulillah, I'm inviting you from the love of Allah. Keep doing what you're doing now, because your future is now. Your future is now. Your future is now. If you want to go to Jannah, then look at what you're doing now. If what you're doing now will get you to Jannah, then alhamdulillah, you're in Jannah. If you're a student and you're studying and you're reading the book, you're doing the exercises, then alhamdulillah, you know your future is going to be to go to college, to become a physician, whatever you want to be, because you know what you're doing now. You want to be a good husband, you want to make sure you don't want to get divorced, then don't be a good husband in the future. You got to be a good husband now. You want to have a bright future with your wife, with your husband, you got to be a good wife now. If you want to be a successful, loving child, you got to be a good child now. Don't say, well, Baba, I'm going to behave next week. Your future is now. And alhamdulillah, Allah is so merciful that Allah counts most what you do before you die. The moment, that moment, now. We ask Allah, alhamdulillah, to reward us now. Alhamdulillah, for what we're doing now, to forgive us for what we did then, and to make walil akhiratu khayran laka min al-ula, our marching orders. Allahumma dina fi man hadait, wa fina fi man afait, wa tawallana fi man tawallait. Oh Allah, bless us now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our zakat now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our fasting now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our ibadatullah now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept all of our good deeds, alhamdulillah, now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our dua now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, help us, alhamdulillah, to increase our love for you now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, help us to walk in the example of your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now, ya Allah. Oh Allah, that you might reward us now with the best in this life and the best in the hereafter. Rabbana atina fi dunya حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار وخلنا الجنة مع أبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم. السلام عليكم. عيد مبارك. إن شاء الله. What's the important time? What's the most important time? When is the most important time? Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward you now. Alhamdulillah. Mabruk.
If people ask me, what is your boo boo? I'll tell them, this is it.
Yes.
It's great.
Now. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah. Inshallah. May Allah accept it. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak.
Thank you.
Eid Mubarak. I know this. Eid Kareem. Kalam tu khair. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak. Oh my goodness. Subhanallah.
Eid Mubarak.
Man, do you know, wallahi, I love you so much, man. I make dua for you. Your father's on my case. I make dua for you all the time. You look outstanding, man. Omar, may Allah continue to reward. Allahu Akbar.
Mubarak.
Eid Kareem. Kulam tu khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah. Eid Mubarak. Eid Kareem. كلمت بخير ان شاء الله. إيد مبارك. إيد مبارك. هاي صلى الله. إيد مبارك. هاي ما عندك سفر. صادق. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إيد مبارك. كلمت بخير ان شاء الله. الحمد لله. كلمت بخير. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. Your future is when?
Yes.
Now. Now, that's right. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah.
Akramakallah. What? Oh, look at, he's looking fly now. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. Akramakallah.
I'm a PhD scholar. I'm from Pakistan.
Inshallah.
I really enjoyed your talk.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah.
Someone forgot the phone.
Assalamu alaikum. Someone in the back room lost a cell phone. Eid Kareem. Inshallah, if you go to the office, we can't call you because we have your phone. So just Eid Kareem.
Sometimes prayers our Kashmir.
Allahu Akbar. Sometimes, inshallah. Kulam Akan. Inshallah. We make dua for all those who are suffering around here and around the world. Bismillah. And inshallah, and Kashmir has been suffering. Syria is suffering. But alhamdulillah, I believe this. Allah is going to bring something good out of it for all of us. Inshallah. Inshallah. Believe me, my people who are in America, I'm wearing my Sahara, Moroccan Sahara. Juma prayer is 1:15. Assalamu alaikum. Huh? People thought slavery would never end. It's been 150 years. They took Islam from us. 150 years later, Islam fastest growing religion. So, alhamdulillah, everything is Allah's hand. May Allah strengthen them. Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak. Kulan bi khair. Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah.